So that, like I mentioned outside, did I say actually that the three rooms are all in some way or other based on photocopying? Like these are extreme enlargements of photocopies I made, manipulations on the copier. Like I spoke earlier about the text and the nature of text in an image. But there's also one still life, which is like all my camera photographs, completely untreated, unmanipulated. So whenever you see a photograph that's coming, that looks photorealistic, it has not been retouched in any way. Whereas, of course, the photocopying is a kind of processing of a picture. Like the black and white one over there, called Sao Paulo, and some in the next room, they are using old analog photocopiers as a sort of processing tool, just like I used in the first room, this futuristic digital copier 30 years ago to manipulate, to process pictures. And the other camera picture, out of camera picture, is of a subject matter that I photographed 25 years ago in Hong Kong and revisited earlier this year on my second ever visit in Hong Kong, is the Filipina housemaids, who are, there are thousands of them in Hong Kong, and they have Sunday afternoon off, and they all meet in the center of town and sit down and occupy the space, but not in a political protest, but in their social few hours that they have. And I was interested by this universal phenomenology of people gathering, which could have been 25 years ago, like a street parade, a techno parade in Europe. Or when I saw it in Hong Kong 25 years ago, I thought, wow, this looks like some festival with us, but it's a completely different nature. But I've always had a strong love and fascination for people gathering freely and for free. You know, like this sort of a public space being used and being subverted in a peaceful way. It's a highly specific picture, and at the same time it could have been made 100 years ago or 200 years ago. And that's really the mode how I photograph. I don't want to show you my life. I don't want to say this is my friend, or I traveled here, I ate that. I'm not interested in showing a diary. This for me is a human picture about playing cards, and it's almost like, could be like a mannerist gesture of the card there, that and overall at the same time it is a technologically highly advanced picture that would not have been possible 10 years ago, because it was taken almost in darkness. There's always technology somewhere behind the pictures, even though I like to make them look as simple as possible. But I love the distribution of the different reds in the picture, and I guess paper has been just an incredibly variable canvas for me to work on. It's like in this room, there are so many different shapes and types of paper rectangles, and whatever I can to distribute color and meaning and shapes is open game.